I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer patients undergoing treatment during the coronavirus crisis are being extra cautious to avoid infection, which may interrupt their treatment. To talk about extra efforts needed to protect cancer patients during the pandemic is Dr. David Mavi. He's the Chief of Oncology at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Mavi, what is known about possible increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19 for cancer patients?
The literature is becoming a lot more clear as we go through this pandemic. The patients with cancer, where the cancer has been controlled, don't really have an increased risk of mortality or severe illness with COVID-19. So that subgroup of patients, I think, can rest a little more easily. The patients that have cancer that's progressing, meaning that the cancer is actively being treated, do seem to have an increased risk of death with COVID-19. So that's a subset of patients we really spend a lot of time trying to protect from the virus.
Well, let's talk about patients who are undergoing cancer treatment currently during the pandemic. What extra protections are being put in place for these people?
We are very cautious at the cancer center, at Hollings Cancer Center, in who we let in the building. We screen people at the door. We check their temperatures. We try not to let anybody in the building we think may possibly have COVID. We enforce strictly that everybody has to wear a mask. We cohort the patients, meaning we don't have a waiting room filled with patients, so that we can protect our patients in the cancer center from becoming infected with the virus. Having said that, it doesn't appear that patients actively undergoing chemotherapy are at a different risk than patients that are not if they become infected with COVID.
For some cancer patients who are undergoing treatment right now, they might be older, and they might have other chronic health issues going on. So they are perhaps at increased risk on a number of different levels and require extra precautions.
That's exactly right. The main driver of mortality when patients that become infected with COVID-19 is age and comorbidities. If you have a family member that's undergoing active cancer therapy, everyone around them should wear a mask. So I would just caution families to think about your other members of your family when you're out in public and try to wear masks, try to social distance, wash your hands, do the things that we talk about, not just to protect yourself, but to protect your family members.
For people who are newly diagnosed with cancer, and of course, they're worried in general about the pandemic, what about the idea of just pursuing treatment as needed, even though there's a pandemic going on?
There's certainly evidence that delaying treatment of cancer results in higher death rates. And to me, the bottom line is we need to continue to screen patients for cancer. We want to pick up cancer early, and we need to treat patients that develop cancer the same as if there was not a pandemic. The evidence suggests that we can do it safely, and clearly the outcomes are better if we can catch cancer early and treat it effectively early.
Dr. Mavi, thanks for providing this update about protecting cancer patients during the coronavirus pandemic.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.